It's not red enough. The apple is meant to be red, and I want the smiley worm to be blue. I ruined it with green and then changed my mind. As I press the pencil crayon harder into the colouring book, the tip breaks and pings off the table leg. I broke it, Mummy. I broke my pencil. I sniffle a couple of times and wipe my nose on my sleeve. I'm 5 years old now, so I know I can do better. Mummy won't let me use the sharpener, even though I know I can sharpen pencils really well. She says they're dangerous.
It's okay, baby girl. Mummy will sharpen it for you.
Her hands shake as she takes the red pencil from me. I don't know why she's staring at my picture so hard. Mummy, don't cry. I'm making it for you so that you can be happy. Her black hair drops forward as she kneels on the edge of the rug. She hands the sharpened pencil back to me, then does my chunky cardigan buttons up before kissing me on the forehead. I lie there, mouth open in concentration as I try not to colour over the lines. Pressing harder and harder with the pencil, I try to make the apple redder, but the green still won't go. The pencil snaps, and I've made a tiny hole in the page. This won't make Mummy happy. Now I'll have to start again and colour another picture. As my bottom lip trembles, I look away. Mummy will know I'm sad if she sees me, and it will make her sad.
There is a bang at the door, and it makes me jump.
Mummy holds her finger to her lips and creeps towards the door. She stares through the spy hole so that she can see who is there. I shuffle out of the way as she takes a few steps back. Mummy, you nearly trodded on me.
Shush.
She places her finger over my lips and stares at me for a second.
I know you're in there.
It's a man's voice.
It's the bad man.
Mummy grabs me up in her arms. I go to shout, but her hand covers my mouth. I can't breathe, and I'm frightened, so I try to wriggle out of her grip. She drags me into the bedroom, keeping her hand clasped over my mouth as she bends over. Another little cry escapes my mouth. You can't make a noise, baby girl. Promise me, and I'll take my hand away. She is crying too, and red blotches spread across her light brown cheeks. My heart flutters. It feels funny, and I can't stop shaking. Mummy, I'm scared.
Shush. What mustn't you do?
I reply in a whisper. Make a noise. I mustn't make a noise, Mummy. My knees almost knock as I grip the blunt pencil. I need to wee, but I can't tell Mummy now.
That's right.
I can only just hear what she says as her warm breath finds my ear.
It's like a game. You're going to hide under the bed, and you can't come out until I say. Okay. Promise?
I nod as a tear trickles down my cheek. I know I'll upset Mummy more now that she's seen me cry, but I can't help it. She kisses me on the head, pulls me onto my belly and slides me along the shiny wood until I'm under our big bed. She pulls the blanket over the end, but it doesn't quite reach the floor. I peer through the gap as she almost slips in her thick black tights. She picks up the colouring book, but my apple picture slips out. I ripped it out of the book so that she could keep it. She snatches that up too and throws it into a drawer. The bad man shouts from outside the door, and the next bang makes me flinch.
Just go away. I've called the police.